She was right as well.
So our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is L'schus Refuas Yosef Dov Ben Chele Hishtav Refuas Shlema B'Sosho Shochol Yisrael. So we learned yesterday the psukim of Yeshaya Hanovi, and he said that Ki Ish Temeis Fosayim Onoichi, he criticized himself, Uvasoi Chams Fosayim Onoichi Yoshev, and he said that I am only one of many who are all to be criticized because we're all Temeis Fosayim. The Mefoshim deal with exactly why he uses the Lashon Temeis Fosayim, but he's saying I'm a sinner and I live in a nation of sinners. And therefore the Chofetz Chaim learnt out from that yesterday, and he was punished for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moichel him for having said Lashon Hara about himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not mevater on the Lashon Hara that he spoke about Klal Yisrael. And that's the, we discussed exactly what happened at the last day of his life, when how he was killed by Menashe. But the Chofetz Chaim learns out from here a number of other things as well. A number of other halachas, practical considerations, which come out from these psukim. The first one we said already, which is that if you include yourself in the Lashon Hara, doesn't make any difference. You still can't speak of Lashon Hara about the other guy who put the honey on the Rebbe's chair. Right? He said the second thing is that he said that Lashon Hara doesn't, you learn out from here, Lashon Hara doesn't only apply to speaking against an individual, or a pair of individuals, or a group of individuals. Because here, Yeshaya Novi was speaking Lashon Hara about the whole of Klal Yisrael. So if you speak Lashon Hara about the B'nai Yisrael, if you speak Lashon Hara about any sect within the B'nai Yisrael, any group, any Hasidus, any Litvish, any Svadi, whatever it is, yeah, if you're speaking Lashon Hara about any individual group, then speaking about the group, whether it's the Tzibur or whether it's a Yochid, Lashon Hara is Lashon Hara. So even though you didn't mention a single name, he said, he was just speaking about the whole nation as a group, saying that they are a nation of sinners. That has already got in of Lashon Hara, even though he hasn't mentioned any individual. Says the Chofetz Chaim, something else that we can learn from that. Who was Yeshaya speaking to? Yeshaya was speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he would say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a sinner, and Klal Yisrael are sinners. Yeah, well, the Ribbono Shel Olam knew that anyway. It's not giving any news to the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam is now suddenly finding out something that he didn't know previously. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows everything in the world. Says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore, if you say over a Lashon Hara to somebody, and he already knew the Lashon Hara, he'd already heard about it, it wasn't any news to him, Afal Piken, he says, that is called Lashon Hara, because you see that Yeshaya was punished for it. So although you're telling over Lashon Hara to somebody who has already heard the story from someone else, he's already seen the WhatsApp, he's already got the message, he got the text, he heard about it in the back of shul, and then you go along and say, did you hear? And you tell him about it, you are a Masapa Lashon Hara, he's a Makabal Lashon Hara, even though it wasn't news for him. And the final thing, says the Chofetz Chaim, is that obviously we learn from here, we're talking about Yeshaya Hanovi, and we've got Miriam Hanavio, who spoke Lashon Hara about, and we've got the Meraglim, who were the leaders of Klal Yisrael, who spoke Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's clear from here, from Yeshaya and from Miriam Meraglim, it doesn't make any difference who you are. The Yisurim of Lashon Hara apply to the king, they apply to the Novi, they apply to the leader of Klal Yisrael, there's no heter. Of course, if it's necessary, l'toyeles, we'll learn the dinim of toyeles. If it's necessary in order to be moichiach klal yisrael toichocha, fine, there are rules and regulations. But to speak Lashon Hara as the issa of Lashon Hara applies equally whether you're the king or whether or not you're the bottle washer.
Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yudtes Adar Rishon, 28th of February. Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Shlita, Meleches Soveya, and Include. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Stimler, Chalit Simchon Hassan, Moshe Stimler, Nerio, and Ruti Adler Shatichia, whose chasta took place yesterday. Heat Rotson, Shivna Bais, Neman, Shem Lishilo, Velishchus, Ashivoyva, Chayolim, Bamilchamosh, Achsuru, Valtaim, Lishalom, Bimheiro.
Amen.
I'd like to speak about the Melucha of Tzivea, which we've just happened to be during the Sedras, which the Torah explains us how the Melechas HaMishkan was done, how they made the curtains for the covers of the Mishkan and the Begodim, the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. That involved the Melucha of Tzivea, which is dyeing threads, improving them in their color, any type of material, whether it's wool. It was wool in the Mishkan. It was the woolen threads. They dyed to various colors. And it was also, by the covers of the Mishkan, it was the skin of the rams dyed red. So that was the Melucha of Tzivea, which was learnt out from the Mishkan, that to improve the color, improve the cloth with any type of material, improve the color, that is a Melucha deraisa of Tzivea. The Issur min HaTorah is only when the dye is miskayim, it lasts. If it can be removed very easily, even if it doesn't get removed, but it can be removed, then it's mutar min HaTorah, only osa midrabbanan. And even something which is already colored, but to improve the color, is also considered the Melucha of Tzivea. For example, to polish black shoes with black polish, it's also Tzivea min HaTorah, because this strengthens the color, it's strengthening the black. And that's also considered Tzivea if you strengthen an existing color. Whether the polish is black, whether it's colorless polish, it makes a difference. Strengthening the tzivea, the color, is also part of tzivea. Varnishing wood would be the same thing. It goes into the wood and improves the color of the wood, is also considered tzivea. When it comes to varnishing nails on Shabbos, which is part of a guf of a person, that is osa, but it's not osa midaraisa. It's only osa midrabonon, because midaraisa, there's no tzvia on the guf of a person. So it's osa to do it, but it's osa midrabonon, not midaraisa. Most of the halachas which I'm mentioning here, I took from the Sefer of Zocher Veshomai from Rabbi Lior Pesach Falk, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Regarding polishing silverware, is not included in the Issur Tzivea, because polishing just takes off the dust. It doesn't actually strengthen anything. It's still osa on Shabbos. It's a problem of tircha. If it's liquid polish, can be other problems of schita. And if it's a dry, if it's a thick lump, can be a problem of mamareach. But it would not go into the klal of tzivea. To color in a picture, an example of a children's coloring book, is also included in tzivea, since you're improving the sketch with color. Machlekes Rishonim, whether just to prepare paint, is also, according to the Rambam and we Paskin, is also called tzivea. Now comes an interesting shah, Machlekes Rishonim. What happens if you're taking something, example, some wine spills on the floor, on the desk here on Shabbos, and I take a cloth and I wipe up the Coca-Cola or the wine with a white cloth, and this white cloth comes now black or brown. Is that also considered tzivea? It's tzivea derech kilkul. But all malachas and Shabbos, the klal is kolam mekalklim peturim aval asurin midrabonon. The Rishonim hold that even by Malechas Tzivea, it also applies the Issur Drabonon of Tzivea Derech Kilkul. Whereas other Rishonim hold that in the case when you're just ruining a cloth, you're taking a white, nice white cloth and you're wiping up grape juice and it's getting all red or black from Coca-Cola, everybody's moida that tzivea d'kikul is bichlal not called tzivea at all. And they give an interesting reason why not. You say, when you wear a shirt on Shabbos, and at the end of Shabbos, the shirt is black, will anybody tell you that that's called sever because I've dyed the shirt, I've made it into black? I've had an ish. Elamai, when you're doing it there, it's not called sever at all. It's not called sever at all. So therefore they say the same thing, even when you're actually doing it with your hands, you're taking a cloth and it's turning black or red from grape juice. So then it's not called sever. The Mishabura Paskins in Simon, the Mishabura in Machaba and Simon Shin Chof brings Yesh Oisrim, and some people ask it. And the Halach Mishabura Taka says one should be Machme Lachatchila, if you have an option. If you don't have another option, you can be Makel. So therefore, it's important to know sometimes on Shabbos, when one's hands and one lips gets dirty from chrein, people like chrein together with a fish, so the chrein is this very strong red color. So do not use a cloth serviette to wipe it, because a cloth serviette is called a material, and that's a piece of cloth, so that would go under the category of tzevea derech kilkel. Of course it's not, it's derech kilkel, it's ruining the serviette, but according to this shitter, that tzevea derech kilkel. So therefore, that's right, to use a tissue. So that's the minor of using a tissue. A tissue is lachatchela mutter, because the reason why a tissue is better, because on such a tissue, it doesn't, not possible at all to dye a tissue. The material of the tissue made of is completely unsuitable to be dyed. Therefore, it wouldn't go into the issa of tzevea. Whereas a cloth, yeah, even if you tell me I have an old piece of cloth and I've turned it into a cloth, yeah. So now I'm also not going to dye it, but it comes from originally a cloth, which could be dyed. So it depends on the actual material what you're using. So a tissue is fine, but sometimes this cloth serviettes, it's better to avoid it, because that could be a shiler of tzevea derech kilkel, which is also midrabonon. A J cloth, these things which are made special, or coarse floor cloth, which are made special for this wiping up, nobody would dye such a cloth. So that's again mutter mishur, no problem of tzevea at all. So let's talk practical. If some wine falls on the floor or on the table, some Coca-Cola, let's say there's no tablecloth on it, there's no also plastic. So don't take a cloth. Don't take a towel. You should try and use tissues and serviettes. If there's nothing else available, then you can use a floor cloth. Even though Betzim, as we said, floor cloth, which is specially made for cloth, there's no problem of tzevea, but that is a problem of mukta keli shemalachto ileisa. It's meant to be squeezed out, floor cloth.
Serviettes
is fine. Paper serviette is the ideal way to clear it up. Next, if you haven't got that, take a floor cloth, which wouldn't have a problem of tzevea because of the material. It just would have a mukta problem of keli shemalach deleisa. But if you haven't got anything else, then that's you're allowed to use it. More problematic is when it comes into an absorbent tablecloth. You mustn't squeeze the liquid. Number one, it's schita. You just should remove, scoop up the liquid which is on top of the tablecloth, and try not to spread the mess even further, again, because of tzevea derech kilkel. One practical etzah is, get two people, one person should lift the tablecloth, and then the other person should wipe away the wine or that, but then there's no problem at all of schita, and there's no tzevea, not moving it to the other place at all. He should wipe it up with a tissue. If chas v'shalom somebody has a wound and he's got to and wants to cover the wound, stop the plaster, the blood coming out, so then one should use a plaster which has been prepared before Shabbos. My uncle Oliver Sholem, the Rabbi Yaakov Haftik, he wrote a tshuva to Dime Weiss many years ago, the tshuva to Dime Weiss about the plasters, are you allowed to pull the strips off of that? And he said, no, that is a problem of Kerea. So one should prepare the plasters from before Shabbos. Yeah, well, and then you can put perhaps the on again, like they do, put it on again or stick it onto a cup or something. It's in Chelik Hei Minchas Yitzchak, Simen Lamates. So don't use again a handkerchief to wind round the wound unless you have to do it, unless it has to be used. Because again, that would be called Tzvia Derech Kilkul. You're dyeing a hanky, red, even though it's ruining it, but Tzvia Derech Kilkul, we say, is still is a machlikas. If you can avoid it, we try to avoid it, and if you can't avoid it, you may use that. Again, and another interesting point, don't use, if you're culling something red, don't use a red cloth. Interesting, because it's brought down to say that red can strengthen the existing red. Whether it will work with our existing cloths, it's questionable, but that's what it says, that don't use, if you're anyhow using a cloth, even Derech Kilkul, red could be a problem because red is strengthening, blood is strengthening the same color.
When it's a plaster, you're not allowed. It's made to be taken off.
Yeah, but it's stuck there for a long time.
But it's made for that.
Yeah, but that's still called anything which is stuck there for a long time. Yeah, so when you are undoing it, it's korea, because it's made to use. But it lies on. Yeah, but it lies in the shelf life is there a long time manufacturing. I mean, it's sitting there months till a person actually uses it. Yeah. So that is a problem of korea. Steinweiss talks about it. It's Minchas Yitzchak. Same shiloh, but nowadays they have with these pampers, with these nappies, the same thing, yeah, same thing. And also, for shteitzach, if there's a wound, you should clean, wash off the blood before you put the cloth on, because then I'm not colouring the cloth. If the more blood will come out, then it will go into the cloth. But if I don't put the cloth on the blood, because then I'm not doing tzivea v'yadayim. Let's come to food now. This is a very interesting shaila. Is there a problem of coloring food? The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simen Shin Chof Sif Yutes, you're allowed to put charkoim in a tavshil ve'in lochush. That's what we call saffron. It's a yellow color. Something strong, you're allowed to put it in the food, and there's no problem of tzivea. And the Shulchan Aruch carries on as well, even in, you're allowed to put mashka on your bread as well, ein tzivea ba'oichlin. So this is interesting, the klal is like this, anything which you do to make the food more appetizing, to prove it, it will be have more food, we look, have people will have more cheshik to eat the food. When you do the klal with it, then, so you're allowed to do it. It's improving the texture of the food. And that's what Mishabura talks about, putting red wine into white wine on that, even though you're dyeing the white wine. And lachatchela, you're allowed to do it. Even if your intention is, that's what they say, if your intention is to do it, to give it a good color, because it's also improving the food as a total food, you have more appetite, then you can do that. But, the Chai Odom is a little bit, brings the Chai Odom, which is more machmir, so that's a little, there is mokum to be machmir, but whatever happens, you can't do it if it's not for eating purposes. For example, some people like to have flowers in a flower vase with nice coloured water, gives a nice appearance. That you definitely can't do, because that is not intended, you're not doing it for oichlin, for eating, so that is taka a problem. Some are machmir, okay, so there is a people are machmir that yesh tzvir ba'ichlim, and by mashkin as well, even a little bit more by mashkin, they're more machmir. And therefore, even those who are machmir, who hold that there is a problem of tzvir ba'ichlim, if you do a shinui, it's mutter. Which means, the normal way of tzvir is you put first the water, and then I'll add the colouring, the dye, to see how much dye I need. But if you first put the tzeva, you first put the coloured in, And then you add the water, that is a shinui, that is mutter. Look, that is, you've mutter according to everybody. Because well, I say mutter because be'ikar adin, we don't paskan like the shita. We paskan ein svir ba'oichelim. That means when somebody makes a drink on Shabbos, let's talk about that first, the cold drinks on Shabbos. Yeah. No difference, be'ikar adin. You can pour the orange juice or the black currant juice into the water. And it doesn't matter as if that I'm colouring the water. I'm doing it because that's how I want the drink, even though the colouring is colouring is a gain as well, it makes more advertising. But we hold it in svir ba'ichlin. If somebody wants to be machmir, there's a mokim, and he wants to be yotze the shitter of svir ba'ichlin, then he should put the orange juice, the black juice, first in the cup, and then pour the water inside. Because that's not a shinu, that's how you don't normally colour like that. And that's how most people make the drink anyhow. So that would be a good way that to be yotze le kol ha'des of ein, of to be yotze even the shitter of yesh tzvi ba'ichlin. Now we're coming to the hot drinks on Shabbos. And so normally let's come talking about instant coffee. It used to be such a thing as instant tea, which they've stopped manufacturing it at the moment. So some people think, oh, let's say I want to be very machmir. I don't want to be, let's be machmir like the shitter of tzevea ba'ichlin. So what do? They don't put the coffee into the water, which is a shayl of tzevea. They take a water from the urn in a jug. Their jug is a keli sheni. And they pour the keli sheni, they pour it into the cup. The cup's already got the coffee inside. And we pour ira keli sheni on the coffee. So then they say, we're doing a shinui. We're not doing the normal way of tzevea, which would put the color into the colorless. We're putting the water onto the coffee. That is wrong, says Rafal. That's wrong. Because there's a new problem here. And that's the problem is, you're a moilid. And that's an interesting problem. You're moilid. You're dissolving. You're dissolving with your hands the coffee into a mashka. And that is awesome, similar to makabe pasha. I'm changing something. Just like we don't crush ice on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take ice on Shabbos and crush it into liquid. You could put it in a cup. If you already got water and you put the ice cubes inside and it melts by itself, you can do that.
But
that's what we're allowed, yeah? Putting
the coffee in the water is not moilid?
No. It's by itself. I'm not dissolving it. It gradually happens by itself. So therefore, that is not the correct way to do it, because similar. So therefore, better to do it. Take your water from the take the water in a, at least in a keli sheni. The best thing to do, take your water in a jug. The jug is a keli sheni. Better than pour it into the cup, which is a keli shlishi, and then put the coffee inside. Are you worried that will be moilid? So then we again, there's no problem of moilid. There's no way of moilid because you're putting the coffee that way round. You're putting the there's no moilid. So that's the thing, you're moilid, and because it's happening by itself. Either problem of severe. What can we do? Where it's possible, we can we try to be machmeh me'ikar din. We go with ikar locha ein svei ba'ichlim. And once it's a keli shlishi, you can put in your sugar, milk, and even if it hasn't been pasteurized, and even if it's soya milk, you can put that all into your drink. Well, yeah, into your keli shlishi. If the so that would be the best thing to do. Now there is the best way to do is there's a way which you can be yotze everything. That way is you make tea essence or coffee essence before Shabbos. You make an essence, and that's already a liquid. So then you can solve all problems. No problem of moilid, and no problem of severe ba'ichlim. So what do? You make tea essence before Shabbos. You take some tea bags, you pour hot water over Shabbos, before Shabbos, And you have now to take out the, so you've got a liquid, you've got some concentrated tea or concentrated coffee, you can do that perhaps as well. And then you take water from the Shabbos kettle in a jug. So that jug is a keli sheni. And you put now the tea essence in your cup, and you pour from the jug, which is iru keli sheni, onto my essence. And that's no problem of moilid, because everything is liquid. And no problem of ein svi b'ochim, because I've done the other way round. So that would be one way of gaining everything. Because you can even be yotze this of ein svi b'ochim, because you're pouring the liquid, the water, onto the solid without being over the iser of moilid, because it's already a liquid from before Shabbos. But not everybody, if you do that, matoiv. If you're not everybody is expected to do that. So if you don't do that, then rather just put the water in from the jug into a kelish, into the cup keli shlishi, and then add the coffee to it. And as meikar adin, we paskan ein tzvia ba'ochlin. Now, there's two exceptions somehow, where there can be more of a problem of tzvir b'ochlin. And that is when it comes to something which is just food colouring. Just food colouring, it's not really an oichel, sometimes it's just something which you just put in the food to give it colour. Just the food colouring, something that could be worse. That Rafal writes is worse, that one should not do on Shabbos at all. Just to put food colouring in is worse. The government, the problem doesn't apply this general heter of ein tzvir b'ochlin. When it comes to Seder night, there is an inyan, people like to have red wine. A few reasons, zeche ladam. That's one reason why we have red wine. Another reason is altera yad, more says psochim, wine, which is red, is choshuv. So here, it's a little bit, normally we think, well, ein tzvi b'ochlin, what's the difference? Pour the red into the wine. Here, you're not doing it to give more appetite, to make things. You're doing it because the halacha, you want to have red wine. So here, it's a little a bit more of a problem, and therefore you should try and do the order differently, because it's not improving, it's not making it more appetizing. So you should try to pour the white wine into the red wine. Have the red wine first in the koiz, then pour the white wine. And it's a bit worse, Taka, because the klal of ein svir b'ochlin is not mamish going to apply in this case, because it's equivalent, just like we said before, the mishmur before b'sos, if somebody does it for a shopkeeper, somebody does it for business purposes, to improve, to make it look more attractive, that people should buy it. That it's osa if you're making it more attractive to buy, because I'm not doing it to improve the eating. I'm doing it for my business reasons. When it comes to Pesach, a little bit similar to that. I'm not using it to improve that it should be more appetizing. It should be better. I'm doing it because I want to be a kind of halacha of cheres of wine. So therefore, that way round, it's like better to change and put the white in the red, because that's like a shinu in sevea, and rather not put the red into the wine.
You're still colouring the white. I know you don't see it. Obviously, if you have a white in the cup and then you add the red, then you see the change in the colour.
Yeah.
But the Metzia says you do it the other way around. Yeah, you're still changing the white.
You're changing
color.
That's a shinui, because normal people, which would do tsevea, the normal way would be putting the red into the wine, because then you can measure exactly how much color I need. So that would be the normal derech of putting the red in the color into the colorless. That's how people normally would do it. But that way around is a shinui in that. So that's why, yeah. So that's why Taka we. That's considered a heter, and we get out of the issa of ein svir b'ochlin. So I've got a point. Let's just sum up what we just said. We'll sum up what we've said here. We've said here that Be'etzem Tzivea, Be'etzem the Moloch and the Mishkan was done by materials, and it's only by something which is a material, which is the Derech to be Tzivea. We've said, number one, even though there's an Issa Midrabbonon to be Tzivea on Gufa Odom, but there's no Tzivea Deraisa, because there's no Tzivea on a Gufa of Odom Midraisa, varnishing nails. Other people are not allowed to, the ladies are not allowed to put color on themselves, Tzivea. It's not, it's number one, it's not Miskayim, yeah, but it's still, even it's still also Midrabbonon to do even Tzivea Sheina Miskayim, and this Kalal is Ein Tzivea Ba'odom Midraisa, but it's also Midrabbonon. And then we mentioned the Machlikas Rishonim, whether Tzvir B'derech Kilkul is also Midrash, even the Klal, normally call them a Kalkalim, Peturim, Peturim Aval Asurim, but here there's a Shitta that when the dying is ruining, the cloth, it could be there's no Issa Tzvir at all. So Nefa and Shas Atchak, we do rely on it to dirty a cloth in a mistake, either when it's a mess, or the tzirich refuah, if one has to get to cover up as a wound with blood, you're taking a cloth. Avada lachatchelo say we should take a tissue because there's no tzivir at all by these materials. But even if you can't get this, there's no etzer, then one is allowed to use a cloth because it's derech kilkul. But that's interesting. One other point, Daka, which I want to mention, during a meal, when the hands get dirty with such color. Or color, food color. Sometimes you have a fruit, pomegranate, strawberries have a very strong color. So we say ideally you should take serviettes, because serviettes is not shaykh tzvir on that such a material at all. If there's no serviettes, then there's no, normally we say there's no serviettes, then you can use, like we say by you can use a cloth. Here, don't use a cloth, get up from your chair and go to the sink and wash yourself. And be mechuyv to do that. Whatever etzah you can do to avoid going into the shaila of tzvir derech kilkul, because it's a machlokes with a tzvir derech kilkul. Yes, so when there's no etzah, we allow you. But where there is another etzah, and the etzah can either use a serviette, either use something else, or even get up from your place and wash, that's also considered an etzah. And therefore, lechatchila we should be machmir in that din of tzvir when it's tzvir derech kilkul. And then we also spoke about Me'ikar Adin is Ein Tzvir Ba'oichlin. But again, Yesh Mokem La'achme, this one can be machme, get around it, not losing out at any other ends. Then we say by cold drinks, always pour the water into the concentrated first, not the other way around. Then we gain the Shin of Ein Tzvir Ba'oichlin. And Hu Adin, if you can manage on Shabbos to make the tea essence into a liquid, and then you can pour from a irikerishini water, you pour the water into the tea essence, then hare zeh meshubach.
Thank you. It's great. Nice to see you. You were here only a few months ago, didn't you? Well, why were you here last? What?
Speaking here?